So every day I was bullied physically, emotionally, spiritually. And it was a really challenging period for me, but I really believe, Nina, that the things we go through in life are designed to form us into the person that God called us to be. Yeah, 100%. There's a great quote that I love, and it says, what you tune into, you turn into. I'm going to say that one for the people in the back.
Go ahead, Devin. Yes, right. Please go ahead.
What you tune into, you turn into.
Hey guys, you're going to love this conversation. I just spoke to Devin Rodriguez. Now, he is the founder and CEO of podcastguest.io. Okay. It's like the leading podcasting booking agency for high-level entrepreneurs. Now, if you're somebody who's trying to get onto a podcast, okay, and you just want to know how it is that people do it, this is going to be the episode for you. You got to listen up, okay? Because I'm telling you that some of the guests that I've even had on my show is because they came through podcastguest.io, because the way they emailed me and the way they presented the people that were on the show, it was just done so well. Now, I have been contacted by other agencies, not that good, right? But this one is going to be amazing. And I just want to let you guys know, so for those of you who are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and you're trying to get on podcasts, he just gave us a gift, okay, y'all? Now, if you go to Instagram and go to Devin, DevenRod, Devin Rod, and you send him a DM saying straight talk, he is going to give you this podcast pitch secrets. He's going to give you these effective pitches that you can do via email. And he's including video pitches. Like, he's going to include the templates for that for you to know how to do video pitches. Guys, don't sleep on this, okay? Especially if you are a podcaster or an entrepreneur or solopreneur and you're trying to get out there, stop wasting time. If people are giving you something and it's valuable, go for it. So make sure you check out this video. Make sure you go to the IG, the whole thing. I'm going to shut up now so you can watch it. All right, let's do it. What's up, party people? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so excited you're here. I freaking love you guys. Every time my podcast guy calls me, it's like, your numbers are up. I'm like, what? That's what I'm talking about, okay? So over 100,000 downloads, and you guys just keep killing it. Thank you guys for all your messages and DMs and reviews. I just looked at it the other day. It was like over 200-something five-star reviews. You guys are freaking awesome. So you know I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Now, today is no exception, y'all. Buckle up, because we got a real superstar in the house with us today. Now, Devin Rodriguez is the founder and CEO of podcastguest.io. He is in the leading podcast booking agency with high-level entrepreneurs. Now, Devin's journey is nothing short of inspiring. In less than 6 months, he went from having a negative $231 in his bank, and I know how that feels, all right, into launching a successful agency that has already generated over $400K in revenue. Now, his passion for helping business owners leverage other people's audiences to grow their own is at the heart of his success. Now, I am excited to talk to him. Now, he has a good energy, y'all. So just hang in there, because we got this. Devin, thank you so much for being here. I am so excited that you decided to be on Straight Talk. How are you doing?
Well, Nina, I'm doing exceptionally well because I'm in the presence of greatness. I mean, listen, your podcast is one of my favorite podcasts to listen to, because you keep it real, raw, and authentic, right?
Thank you.
Straight Talk. So I just want you to know that your listeners, myself included, are very lucky to have you as a guest, as a host rather. And you're just doing great work. And I just want you to know, sure enough, it does not go unnoticed. So thanks for having me on. I'm really looking forward to this great conversation we're about to have.
Yeah, me too. Listen, I love what I freaking do. I know you do too, Devin, because podcasting is freaking fun. Like, how else do we meet amazing human beings, right? I love this. I love it so much. So I want to dive into everything that you do because you got a really great business going and you are really connecting all of us podcasters with podcast guests and so on. So before we get into all of that, I do want to know you a little bit. So Devin, who are you, bro? Who are you? Tell me.
Yeah, I grew up in New York City, Queens, yes. New York. So grew up there as a child. I went through a lot of bullying from the ages of about like 8 to 13. So every day I was bullied physically, emotionally, spiritually. Mm. And it was a really challenging period for me. But I really believe, Nina, that the things we go through in life are designed to form us into the person that God called us to be. Mm-hmm. So that was a really transformative period for me in which I learned a lot of lessons. Then I went off to high school. I did my thing there. Went off to college. And in college, decided that I wanted to become an officer in the Army. So I went, joined ROTC at St. John's University. And I did that for 4 years. Awesome. And eventually became an officer in the Army and did that for 4 years. But during that time, really some transformative things happened. I went to a school that they call Army Ranger School. It's like the Army's premier leadership school. And in my position, Nina, I was expected to pass it. It's kind of like an accountant that wants to become a CPA, but they failed the exam. It's like, what? Like, no, you can't do that. So I failed that school on day one. I failed a swim test. And I don't know if you or anybody listening resonates, but if anybody's ever gone through something that should have felt really bad, but it kind of felt like a blessing.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And for me in that moment, I said, God has something greater for me in store. Fast forward a couple of weeks. This is in 2021. I get invited to an app called Clubhouse.
Oh yeah.
I get on Clubhouse and the first room that I open is a room by the gentleman by the name of Les Brown. Les Brown was my childhood hero. He was a big motivational, inspirational speaker. And all that I wanted to do growing up was be a motivational speaker. I saw him in this room and I freaked out. I was like, oh my God, it's Les Brown. It was like,
I know what you mean.
Oh my God, I was freaking out. So I started to listen to him and he's talking about, I'm going to teach you how to tell your story. And I'm going to teach you how to speak on stage. And I'm going to teach you how to monetize your message and all of these different things. And then he says, I'm doing it through a program I'm starting called Hungry to Speak. And I got really excited until he mentioned the price. And it's only $297 a month. Now, at the time, I was 21, 22 years old, just bought a new house, bought a new car. I never invested a dollar into myself. And he said that, Nina. And I said, what? $297 a month? That's like a car payment. I called up my dad. And I said, Dad, listen, Les Brown, he's offering this thing. He's like, you better do it. I said, there's one problem. I don't have the money. And he says, well, you want me to lend it to you? I said, no, thank you. And he says, well, you better figure it out. So I took the reason why I mentioned this is because I invested into the program. I put it on my credit card that I got when I was 18 years old that had 34% interest on it. Don't ask me why I decided to do that. Okay. And it was the best decision I ever made, Nina. Okay. Because within 6 months, or within about 3 months, I had people on Clubhouse coming to me saying, Devin, can you teach me how to do this? I said, teach you how to do what? They said, teach me how to share my story. I said, listen, I don't do that. I remember one day I went to go check my bank account. I had -$7. And I responded to a woman named Heidi Wild. I said, Heidi, are you serious about this? That I can really teach people? She said, yes, I think you're really gifted at it. So I said, well, all right, what do I have to lose? So I started a community. I charged people $119 per month. Don't ask me why I chose that number. Really weird. And I started to teach people how to share their story. But the biggest problem, Nina, was that after I taught my clients how to share their story, they never had a platform to actually share that story. So after about 2 years, God really spoke to me and he says, Devin, you have to help people get onto podcasts. So you're not just teaching people how to share their story, but now you're actually helping them get out there to share that story.
That's
really how I kind of got to here in like I would say 35,000 foot overview, but that's like 100,000 foot overview. That's really like, so now here we are, Nina, I'm about to get out of the military in like 2.5 weeks. And it's full time, full in entrepreneurship, just helping people spread their message by getting on some of the top podcasts in their industry.
That's so good. That's so good. I do want to go back and touch a little bit, right? Because, you know, for those of us who had some rough stuff going on in our lives, I want to know how you healed from that. Like, how did you start to heal from all the bullying? Because bullying can be detrimental. Like, some people can still be struggling with that after many years, right? So what was your healing process there, Devin? Because that's what got you into the storytelling and helping others. But what was that catalyst for you?
Yeah, 100%. There's a great quote that I love, and it says, "What you tune into, you turn into." I'm going to say that one for the people in the back.
Go ahead, Devin. Yes, right. Please go ahead.
What you tune into, you turn into. So during that time in my life, I was tuning into all of this negativity around me, and I hated my life. I remember going home every day, and I would just put my head in my pillow as a young kid and just say, "God, why are you putting me through this? Please, God." So I really hated who I was, because I allowed other people's perceptions of me to become my reality. Mm-hmm. And then when I finally got to high school and I left that school that I was in from elementary to middle school, I started tuning into different things. And the way it started was my dad called me out to the kitchen table when I was a sophomore in high school. This was about 2 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the summer. Now, Nina, do you have any boys?
Oh yeah. Three.
Three. How old are they?
36, 33, and 30.
Okay. I don't know about you, but when they were younger, this is what I did when I was younger. In the summer, that means I didn't have school. So that means I'm staying up real late, playing video games, all types of hours. In the summer, that's all I did. That was my full-time job, playing Call of Duty during the middle of the night. And then my dad called me out at 2 o'clock in the morning, "Devin!" I was like, "Yeah, Dad, come out here. I'm playing video games with my friends. Can I just, after this game, please?" "No, get out here." So I go out to the table. My dad sits me down. He says, "Devin, I'm going to ask you something." I say, "Yeah, what's going on?" He says, "What makes you any different from anyone who's ever achieved anything great?" I was like, "Dad, where is this coming from?" Like,
right, at 2 in the morning.
I'm playing video games. Like, this is a stupid question. I'm 16 years old. And he says, "Answer my question." I said, "Dad, listen. I don't know. Everyone else around me just naturally is smart. They just get it. And then there's everybody else like me who's just average. This is just how we are." And he says, "Devin, I never want you to forget this. Everyone else who puts on their pants one leg at a time, no different than you. Everybody that puts on their shirt one arm at a time, they're no different than you. So Devin, what makes you different?" And I said, "Dad, listen, this is real nice, but like, can I just go back to playing video games?" He's like, "All right, whatever." But there's some things that people say to us that don't leave us. Mm-hmm. And that was one of those moments where I started to think about it. I was like, you know, what if he's right? What if he is right? What if I'm no different than anybody else who's ever achieved anything great? And I said, you know what? I'm going to test this out for myself. So I went back to school the next semester and I said, I'm going to apply my entire self to my school and I'm just going to be the best student possible. So I went from being the number 57 student to number 5 in like one semester. It was at that moment, Nina, that I realized that he was right, that I am no different. So at that moment, I was like, okay, I'm going to go all in on this. And I started to listen to motivation. This is literally what I would do. Go on YouTube, open up the app, type in motivational video. And I would just listen to every single motivational video. And sure enough, I became more optimistic. I started to look at life differently. I started to set goals for myself. I started to want more out of life. So I started to heal by changing the things that I was listening to. Mm-hmm. Because what you tune into, you turn into. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say I had very supportive parents too. You know, I was very fortunate in that regard. But even when I was by myself, I was able to put stuff in my ears that enabled me to believe in who I was, because I think that's what I was really missing when I was being bullied, was someone that believed in me. Okay. Now, it's not easy. It took a lot of time, but eventually it really started to change the perception that I had of myself. Mm-hmm. So that was really how I started to heal during that time in my life.
That's good though, right? Because you decided to also take action, right, Devin? Because you said you were like 16 years old at the time when your dad spoke to you about this, right? Yeah. And you know, when we're 16, we're stupid. It's just the truth, right? We are very immediate, right? So we want everything at that moment, at that time. We are very impatient. But, you know, I love that it sat with you. And I love that your dad cared enough, too, to pull you out of what you were putting into your ear and eye gates, which that's what I call them, ear and eye gates, right? When you were playing that video game, he disrupted that, right? And that needs to happen in our lives. We have to have this disruption. It's like you said, you know, what happened to you happened for you, right? That God developed you as the strong character you are today because you had to go through all of the ugly stuff to get that character. But it's the disruption, right? It's that part in life where life is easy, but no, life isn't easy. And this thing comes to shake you a little bit and show you something different. So that now is your, I'm assuming that's the story that you were probably showing people and telling people, right? To inspire them to have stories. Am I right on that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm under the impression that as storytellers, which by the way, I think we all are, that's naturally how we're designed to be. I think that sometimes, honestly, people get wrapped up in this misinterpretation that we think that our, just like our life's journey is the only story we have. So yeah, I would share that story a lot, but really, Nina, the best stories that we have to share are just stories about like stuff that happened today or stuff that happened yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in reality, not everybody can relate to my experience of being bullied. But you know what they can relate to? Driving in the car, sitting in traffic, getting pissed off and thinking to themselves, man, what am I doing with my life just sitting in traffic? Why can't I just be like other? So it's like, yeah, I just started to share a bunch of stories on Clubhouse. And then people started to gravitate towards me and be like, hey, man, I really like what you're doing. Can you kind of just tell me more about it?
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, Clubhouse was a really, really good app, you know, especially during that time when everything was shut down and you were sitting at home and you weren't able to connect with people like Les Brown. And then all of a sudden, Les Brown is talking to you live and you can come up on stage. Like it was just an amazing experience, right? It was wild. You know, I haven't been on there in a while, so I don't even know if it's still as good as it was. But let me tell you, it helped a lot of people through a lot of things and a lot of challenges. Yeah. And it helped, like, even with you, right? It helped elevate you to a whole different place. So tell me about how you then started to transition to what you're doing today, right? Because you have this really amazing platform, right? Podcastguest.io. And so talk to us about that. What, you know, where did this come out of? I know you said God told you it's time to get people on there, but you still got to go through that first day, right? You still got to figure this shit out. So what did you do? How did you start figuring this out and making this grow?
Yeah. So last April, I had my best month in my like storytelling coaching business.
That's awesome.
I went from earning like $4,000 or $5,000 a month. And then one month I did, it was like $22,000. And I was like, whoa, like such an amazing jump in business revenue for me personally as a 24-year-old kid.
That's
so awesome. I was, you know, I mean, I was really excited about it. But then what I've discovered, and this is a really great quote by T.D. Jakes. He says, God, don't allow my talents to take me somewhere that my character can't keep. And once I got to that level, instead of being excited and having a sense of momentum and, you know, this is the start to something great, I started to have these thoughts. That was really just luck. You can't do that again. You're not worthy of more. And all of these thoughts began to cripple me. And it got to the point, you know, where I didn't try to get any new clients for my business. And for the next 4 months, I did not make $1. So after having the biggest jump in my life, having $22,000 come in, which was by far the most ever, now I'm literally at zero. So that was in April. So actually it was about 6 months, five, 6 months long. And now it's August and I'm driving my car home one day. And I'm listening to James Clear of Atomic Habits.
Atomic Habits.
he's being interviewed on a podcast, and the host asked him, they said, James, what do you say no to? And he said, oh, that's easy. He says, what I say no to is public speaking engagements. He said, in fact, that's why I charge $200,000 per hour, is so that so few people could actually say yes. And they were really confused. And this caught my attention because I'm coming from like the storytelling public speaking world where everybody wants to speak on stages. So right. For me to hear him say he doesn't like speaking on stages, now I got one ear. Now I'm really listening. And he says, well, the reason why I don't like speaking on stages is because when I do the work dies. Mm. And they said, what do you mean by that? He says, well, whenever I speak to a room, only the people in that room will ever hear that message. So he said, the question we need to begin to ask ourselves is, what is the work that when I do it just one time will continue to work for me forever? And he said, you see this podcast? The host said, yeah. He said, in a year from now, people can still listen to it.
Yeah.
It's not bound by walls. It's not bound by borders. People all over the world can listen to it. And 10 years from now, people could be buying my stuff from it. Mm-hmm. So he says, this podcast multiplies me. And when he said that, it was like a light bulb came off. It was like, ding, you got to get people on podcasts. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it was like, all right, how many times have you had a great idea and you're like, I'm going to change the world. And then you're like, oh, wait, how do I start?
Right.
So about 2 months later, I didn't do nothing with this idea for 2 months. But Nina, there's a difference between a good idea and a God idea. A good idea is when something comes to you and you're like, oh, that's a really good idea. But then it just leaves. You don't really make that idea. But a God idea is when an idea comes to your mind and you just can't shake it.
Can't get it off. Yeah, you can't get it off.
Yeah, it's like it won't stop. So I go to a conference called Funnel Hacking Live. It's a business entrepreneur conference. And I was so broke at the time. I was crazy. I bought a $95,000 Chevy Corvette in August when I literally did not have money. Because I read a book called Willpower Doesn't Work. And it said, if you want to like get to a higher level, you got to buy stuff at that higher level. So I was like, all right, cool. Let me just go into a bunch of debt and just get this expensive. I was in no position to do it. So anyway, I pulled up to this event and I was really broke. And I went to go valet my car in the front of the hotel. And they said, valet is free, but you got to give us a tip. I was like, all right, cool. How much do you want? They said, well, you decide. Well, that's how I knew it was going to be a lot of money. So I was like, all right, let me go to the ATM. So I stick in my business debit card, and it said insufficient funds. I was like, what? I was like, that must be a mistake. Took it out, put it back in, insufficient funds. Took it out, put it back in, insufficient funds. So I said, all right, whatever. I went negative a couple bucks. So transferred $70 from my personal account to my business, stuck the card back in, and it still said insufficient funds. So I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I went into my account. I saw that I had negative $200. I think it was $34. And what I didn't realize was that for the last 7 days, I was getting hit with $34.99 overdraft fees. So I didn't really realize the position that I was in. Mm-hmm. And then at this event, the first speaker said something. He said that God will speak to you in whispers, and he's going to give you little nudges, and he's going to say, Devin, do this. And you're going to say, what? That doesn't make sense. I'm not qualified. I'm not smart enough. I don't have the resources.
Like Moses, right? Like Moses exactly. did.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to sit there and he's going to watch and he's going to say, is Devin going to be a good steward of this idea? Is he going to take action on this idea? And if you do, what's going to happen is eventually you'll get an elevated idea.
Right.
Actually, you'll start walking on this path and you'll look back and you'll say, now it kind of makes sense why I went through some of those things. So here I am, broke as a joke at this event. I hear him say this. So I go home and I'm like, man, I got to do something. So I approached one of my coaches. His name is Tanner Chittister. He's very big in like the online business.
Oh, Tanner? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's very big in the online coaching space. And what I did was I just booked him on podcast without telling him. So he didn't know it, but I was going around his back and I was just like throwing his name around. I was like, you want Tanner on your podcast? And he was like, yeah. And then I went to Tanner and I said, hey man, I got these podcasts. They want you on. He's like, what? I'm not paying you for this. I was like, good. I don't want to be paid. I just want an opportunity to get you on some shows. So anyways, I started to get him booked on podcasts, started traveling around the US because I got him on a lot of in-person podcasts.
Oh, and the cool. Whole time,
yeah, it was great. I started taking a lot of pictures with him. On the road, traveling with Tanner, we're out to Las Vegas, out to Atlanta. Nobody else knew that I was working for free except for him.
Right.
So everybody else, they were like, how are you working with him? Oh, my God. He's right. Your client? And so sure enough, in that very first month, I went from negative $234 and then I made $65,000.
Oh, cool. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody was like, man, if you're helping him, you must be legit.
Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's really how it started, was just helping people for free and then using their platform to grow my audience, to grow my authority.
Right. That's so good, right? Because I think that one of the things that happens is people get frozen in doing something outside of the box, right? Something different. Yeah. You know, it's like, what is it? The four quadrants and the rich dad, poor dad, right? I don't know if me and you touched on this or not, but I just remember, you know, reading that and going, dang, I'm going from employee to solopreneur or self-employed. And I'm thinking I'm running a business. I ain't running no business. You know, it's not until you get to that other quadrant where you're a business owner and your business can run without you, then you're running a business. But most people don't get there, right? So, I love that you did that, right? You went from broke or, you know, just trying to make it happen to doing your own thing, to developing a team. And now you have, your platform now, which is growing, right? Podcastguest.io. So tell me about that. What is podcastguest.io? Because I know that a lot of people who listen to the show are a lot of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs. I have podcasters, all kinds of people listen to this, right? So tell me about what it is that you do. What's your agency doing? How are you helping people out?
Yeah, I mean, it's very simple. So in today's environment, if there's like a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners, really businesses grow and die based off of how much attention they get.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if a business can't get attention, if a business can't get eyeballs, then they're not going to be able to survive. So really what we're in the business in is helping business owners get more eyeballs for a fraction of the price that it would cost them getting those eyeballs from other places. So typically what people do is to get eyeballs, they're going to do a couple of different things. Number one, they're going to like post on social media and pray to God that they go viral. Nina, I know so many people who post online, get no traction and just are left frustrated and broke. Right. Okay. That's the first thing. And even if you do go viral, I mean, in reality, how many of those people are actually going to be buyers? They just followed you from a 30-second clip. There's no trust built.
Right, right, right.
The other way is like Facebook ads or YouTube ads or some type of advertisement. But the only problem is that everybody's running ads now. Everybody's saying, I'm going to help you make a gazillion dollars in the next 60 days or you don't got to pay me. So it's like immediately you're grouped into this bucket of, I don't really believe you. There's a high level of skepticism.
Yeah.
So where like podcast comes into play. So like we get people on podcasts that have 1 million downloads a month all of the time. The good news is that when you get on a podcast, let's say you're not a very well-known person, but you're able to get on a very well-known person's podcast, immediately you have access to that person's audience without having to do anything.
Right.
So now the audience that's listening, they immediately trust you because you're on the platform of somebody else that they trust. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, it's highly targeted. So if I go, I'll give you an example of a client. Her name is Anne Maria Tom. She's an online fitness coach specifically for women that are perimenopausal. So we got her on podcast specifically for menopausal women. And she booked like 70 sales calls from one podcast. Why?
Yeah.
Because this is the thing. If you go on a podcast about weight loss, the only people listening are there. Listen. I've never met a person with a six pack that's listening to a podcast about how to lose weight. They're good.
Right. Right.
People that are listening to that podcast are people that are seeking a solution to weight loss.
Right. So right.
You know that if you show up on that podcast, you're speaking directly to your people.
Right.
But the best part about what we do, and here's the answer exactly to what we do. We help entrepreneurs get booked on the top podcasts in their industry. Ultimately, so that they can get more eyeballs and grow their business. Really, that's what it is that we do. So a lot of other companies out there, they just like, they're really corny, and they send, and you'll appreciate this as I do, because I've been a host for 6 years. You get these templated generic pitches that literally want to make you rip your eyeballs out. And it's like, oh my God, these agencies are so terrible. So right. I take a lot of pride in actually customizing the pitches that we send to people, developing a real strategy for the types of podcasts that we get our clients on. But the biggest thing, Nina, is there's nothing in the world that's worse than listening to a boring person on a podcast.
Oh my God, you ain't lying. You ain't lying.
2 minutes in, you just press skip because you can't do it no more. No right. matter how smart they are, no matter how rich they are, no matter how many accolades they have, you press skip.
That's right.
They're not just, there's not a tip. You can't listen. They're so boring. So the biggest part about what we do is we actually train our clients on how to show up on podcasts.
Oh, that's cool. That's
retain
cool.
the audience's attention and then be able to convert the attention into dollars, right? So how do I take them from being a listener and get them into my ecosystem so eventually they hopefully become a client? So that's kind of what we do on a high.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool, right? Because it's one thing to just book them. Like you said, I get so many of those, Devin. Oh my gosh. You know, so many templated. It's almost all the same verbatim, except that you see the highlight of where they pop that person's name. Man, you're just like, ah.
Have you ever had the experience like I did where they forgot to like,
yeah.
So they put like in third person's name.
Yes.
And they forgot to change the name.
They forgot to do it.
I was like, oh my, you got to be kidding me.
I do get those. Hey, put host name. Right. And I'm like, oh my God, that is so bad. You know, it's like, at least take the time to reread your email before you send it. You know, like, give me a break. Now, I believe that I have actually taken on some of the people that you've sent my way from your agency. And they've been amazing, right? They've been amazing. Because I don't take all guests. I always do a pre-call first just to make sure that we could vibe, you know? And if we can't vibe, or that person, like you said, you want to rip your eyeballs out, I can't do it. I have way too much energy. I have too much energy for that. And it's not because they're bad. I know that I'm going to lead the whole conversation. It's not a fit, right? So, okay. Devin, I know that I got you at the 30 minutes already, and I could keep talking to you forever because I really like you and your energy and what you represent and what you're doing and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now, I know that people who are listening and going, wait a second now. I want to be on some podcasts. I want to be able to grow, because I'll tell you from experience that I've been on podcasts and I've gotten clients from being on podcasts. And I have had people who've been on my show who send me an email later and be like, Neen, thank you so much. I just got a client from, you know, somebody who listened to your show. So it is very valuable to be on podcasts, as far as I'm concerned. I love it. So tell us how people can get in contact with you, work with you, what that looks like, all that stuff.
Yeah. So Nina, what I value most about you is that you're constantly over-delivering for your audience. So you really inspired me to want to also over-deliver for your audience as my way of saying thank you to you, and also thank you to the people that are listening. So I'm going to do something very special for everybody that's listening that I literally don't do. So I want to give you your people access to something that literally people that only pay me a whole lot of money get access to. And it's what I call my podcast pitch secrets. And what it is a combination of two things. Number one, people need to learn how to send effective pitches via email.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, Nina, most people have no idea what they're doing. They go on ChatGPT and they say, write me an email to pitch me onto a podcast. And it comes out sounding really weird, and the host ultimately says no. Right. So listen, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to teach you how to write an effective email pitch using what I call our CAST framework that literally gets our clients booked on the biggest podcasts.
That's awesome.
But there's a secret ninja tactic, Nina, that very few people are using. And we're going to give this away as well, is we're going to teach your audience absolutely free. This is not anything paid. This is absolutely free. How to send effective video pitches.
Oh, cool.
So that's something that nobody in the market is doing. And what I've noticed is that it is by far the most effective way of getting onto big podcasts. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my exact templates, my exact scripts, examples of what write looks like. And I'm going to do it both for the email pitch and I'm going to show you how to do it for the video pitch. So if you're somebody, an entrepreneur that wants more eyeballs and wants to do it in a way that actually converts to dollars, I'm going to give this to you for free, guys. All you got to do to get it is go to my Instagram, which is at Devin Rod, DEVENROD. Once again, that's DEVENROD. And I want you to send me the phrase straight talk. Okay, send me the phrase straight talk. And I personally, I don't have any bots or anything in there. I personally will send it over to you free of charge, no strings attached.
That's so cool.
And you guys can start getting on some podcasts ASAP. So Nina, I appreciate it. And once again, if you guys want it, just hit me up on Instagram, Devin Rod, send me the word straight talk. And I'm going to hook you up with some good stuff.
Now, I know that that is a super gift. So thank you so much for that, Devin, and for, you know, really pouring into my audience. So here's something I want to do too, if this is okay with you. Being that this podcast is always pre-recorded, right? Because I have so many freaking people on the waiting to be on my podcast. I would like to know if it's okay with you if I send it to my audience before even the podcast airs, if that's okay with you. If you give it okay, I'll do it.
100%. Nina, okay. You have me on your show. Let's freaking do this thing. I'm all in.
I love pouring into people that are really good people. So I'm going to make sure I send this to my audience because I think it's super important, right? That we help each other out to grow, to expand, to reach other people because we can't do this alone, Devin. If nobody's listening, we ain't got a podcast, right? So I'm glad you came on. You are such a cool dude and I really appreciate you and I appreciate this gift and I cannot wait to pour this with other people. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being on Straight Talk. I appreciate you.
Nina, you're the best in the East and the West and you're better than the rest. Thank you.
You know, I receive it. You know, I receive that, Devin. I receive it, Devin. All right. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for hanging out with me. I told you, good human, right? I love freaking good humans. And I love people that come on here just to give you value, just to pour into your life and to give you a different perspective, a way to grow and challenge the way you think, and to even have like resources and things that you can use to grow what it is you want to bring out in the world. Because most of us out here are trying to be entrepreneurs. We're trying to really just come out and do our game. And you know what? I'm telling you, because I love podcasting so much and over 100,000 of you have been listening and downloading all the time, that you know this is super valuable. So make sure you take them up on this. I'm going to make sure to put all of Devin's information below so you guys don't miss anything. I love you so much. This is Nina Perez. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. You know the drill. All right. Until next time.